Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Wake it up!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
With Batman, Nine, Paige, and Fatboy.
P1's Rule.
93.3.
The Planet.
Hey,
Mama, but she's talking about the offering plate.
Remix.
If Mayree's talking about it. Paige, do you know what how much they have on it?
Uh-uh.
You know? I got on it. What? How much is on it? Let's try it. I got two on it. Sound familiar? I got three on it. No.
I got four on it.
Oh.
Is that it?
I got five on it.
Yeah, that sounds better.
There we go.
Yeah.
It's I got five on it.
That sounds more.
I'd say P1 Chopper, never talk to you again.
By Loonies. Or Lunas. I'm not quite sure. Is it Loonies?
I think so. I'm not sure either, man.
Yo, we got all the donks knocking today. We got five on it.
She just
that
tuned
makes
in.
Sense.
This song, man.
It's behind the music about Loonies or Lunas. We're not sure.
This song almost 25 years old.
It's a good song, too. Is it in a movie? I can't remember the movie, but I remember it was well-placed in the movie. This is a beat that's also been not stolen but licensed to a bunch of songs.
Mm-hmm.
Don't. Oh, so good. So good. I could strip of this for sure.
Yeah, you could.
We're in the All Advice Show. We do it just once a month, but boy, the way these things have been going, it might have to be like a bi-weekly or something kind of thing.
It was in Us.
That's what it was.
Yeah, it was in Us. That's right.
The movie about the family.
Yeah.
That's all I'll say.
I started hearing it a lot again like 2 years ago, and it's been in some movies.
It was
Grand Theft Auto 5, which is now 6 years old.
You're like my human Alexa. I love you, Jimmy.
Thank you. Hey, well, I was curious, too. I wanted to look.
How's the weather going to be this afternoon?
Warm, but not as hot as it was last week.
Thank you, Jimmy. 1-800-774-0093, the All Advice Show. Let's go first, of course, to Anonymous. Always first. Anonymous, good morning.
Morning, guys.
How it is, sir?
Fair to middling, but,
fair
you know, I got some issues.
Yeah. What are the issues today? You need some advice?
Yeah, I would say so.
All right, go ahead.
I hope you guys can help me out.
All right.
I got a buddy a job, you know, and it's a good situation. I've known for a while, and, you know.
You got him a job where you work?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which, you know, it's we do tech calls. I can't really say much more than that, but, you know. This one I'm really happy with because usually when I refer friends, it usually comes back to bite me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we get along well. We actually work really well together. We get our stuff done. If we really wanted to, we could probably knock it out before lunchtime, but we get paid by the hour.
When you say you do service tech or whatever, do you really need to put all those orange cones around your vans if you're the guys that I'm thinking about right now? I mean, good Lord, that has to take forever to take those up and put them back out.
Trust me, it's a state law thing. If I didn't have to do it, I wouldn't.
Yeah. Okay.
So, but it's out of my hands, unfortunately. So.
Okay. All right. So what do you need advice about? What's going on? Something's going on with this guy.
Yeah. You know, we were out on a call the other day and, you know, he asked me to go get something out of the service van and I didn't have any issue with it. So I got in the glove compartment, the console and, there it was, just hanging out right there with a gun.
Okay.
And, I don't know, it's kind of, I mean, I have no issues with him. You know, I've fired him in the past, and, you know. It's just hanging out there, and it just kind of stalled him because it's not like his car. It's not my car. It's a service car. It's our work vehicle.
Vehicle, yeah.
And I don't know what to do.
So he told you. So what was the? You were on a call together, and he said, "Hey, run out to my truck and grab this," and then
we get some paperwork. Some paperwork. You know, one of our forms. We need a backup. We had a little mistake on it, and so he wanted another one. So I went back in to get it, and you know, pop open the glove compartment. It's right there.
Okay.
And I don't know if we can if you can have that in there. You know, I don't know if it's my place to say something, but you know, God forbid if it gets found out that he's got it, I don't want it coming back to bite me. You know, because my butt's on the line.
Let me ask you this: I'm just a total curiosity here. How are you pro guns yourself? Because the reason I ask is because I'm looking at it from I am pro guns, but if somebody was not First Amendment, you know, pro guns or whatever, and then they see it, it's got to be even more shocking.
I don't have one myself.
Okay. Okay. But your question is, you found it, you don't know if it's illegal. If you ask someone at work, you could end up getting the guy fired.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, I mean, I drink, but if a flask fell out in a work truck, it's like, that's okay. Well, you know, it's work. You know, if it was his car, if we were like driving our own vehicles around and it was his car and the gun was there, that's different. This is a company vehicle.
Yeah. But you know? You're friends with him, though. Like, you don't feel comfortable. Like, I would say, here's what I would have done. I would have been like, hey, Jimmy, what was that? I was going through the consoles. Is that a 38 Special I saw in there? Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I could bring it up. I mean, I probably should have. But, you know, the wheels start turning, and I start, you know, thinking about different situations, and then I just get all flustered and I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I can tell.
He isn't in violation of any state law whatsoever. He could potentially be in violation of some company policy.
Yeah, because it's their vehicle.
Exactly. And, it's not so much the possession of having it, it's the fact that it's in a company vehicle.
I tell you this, though. I mean, I don't own a company, nor will I probably ever. I used to own a dildo company. That was years ago. But here's the thing. If I was a technician of some type going out into the residential areas, I'd want to have some kind of weapon just in case.
I bet a good many of them do.
Well, I mean, you're sure.
I bet they do.
I mean, to borrow a phrase from Jimmy, I'm not playing devil's advocate, but I'm playing devil's advocate. Like, do you have a knife with you when you're working?
I mean, I've got...
You probably to be a technician. I've got
a Leatherman. I've got a utility. Yeah. Not like I'm carrying a buck knife or anything like that.
Yeah. Okay, so again, your situation is not only... You don't want to get the guy fired, but also you're connected to him because you were the reference. I don't think companies look at it that way.
It's not so much that the reference as well. I mean, the reference is what, you know, is why is a friend because so that's my loyalty to him.
Yeah.
It's we're the team out on the field.
Yeah.
You know,
well, just say to him, say, look, dude, I mean, this is totally what I would do. I would say, hey, the other day when I went out to get that gimmick out of the work van, I saw your gun in there. I don't carry one. I'm just curious, why do you carry one? And how does the company feel about that? I don't know, because you don't. It's an honest question.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I don't. I mean, he may have already run it through them. That being said, if he did, I would have liked to have known about it. Hey, by the way, you know, there's a gun in there. Don't get freaked out. Company knows about it, you know. I mean, that's a whole other, you know, situation in itself as well. It would have been nice to know instead of, you know, kind of stumbling upon it.
Yeah, but I mean, you're saying so you're not anti-gun, but you're definitely
no.
What you just said, like seeing it was you should have been told that. But then again, I could see from a safety point of view, rifling through, no pun intended, a console, and then you pick up a gun, and boom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see that.
One of my buddies, man, he has a pistol, a shotgun, and a rifle in his car all the time, and it's his work car.
Thank you.
No, he's a deputy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just he's your friend, just go to him and say everything you just did now. I don't think that, Jimmy, if this is us, a reverse situation, would you be offended either way?
No. And you know, I mean, just I'll put it bluntly what I would do in this situation. I'd mind my damn business.
Yeah, I would too.
I might ask him personally if we're buddies, you mm-hmm. know, like, hey, man, you know, I saw that in there. It's just, you know, if I was really curious, like, I imagine I know why he carries it. In case I ever need it.
Yeah.
That's going to be the answer.
Here's the question. Why, if a... Okay, hold on. Let me scroll back up. If the guy is a service tech for blah, 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 which we don't know, why would he even have a gun with him at work? You're going out into people's homes or wherever, you know.
Yeah, you're in the field.
I said I would want some. I would carry, absolutely, if the company allowed it. I'm just answering his or her question.
I mean, to be fair, I mean, look, we're in not social situations. We're in public areas as well, but we're in rural areas as well. You know, there's the wild animals and stuff like that out there. You know, I'm not saying we're going to get rushed by a bear or anything, but
yeah, it's a taser.
I mean, does it have to be a gun?
Right.
And the guy seems like he's level headed, so he's not, you know.
I hope so.
Well, you know. The guy that he's riding with, who he found the gun.
No, they're riding in separate vehicles. That was the other guy's work truck. It was. There's not the same vehicle.
No. We're out in the same vehicle. That's just it. It's not like I have mine and he has his. That's the thing.
Now, we're said at the beginning it was his work truck. So
it's our work truck. It's his gun.
That's what I thought.
I thought they were separate, too.
Yeah, I know, man.
Okay.
It's usually separate. The guys ride around like one dude per van or truck.
See, okay. I would have shot you for confusing me.
That's what I needed to know. If I was riding with somebody and they're acting a little weird and driving crazy and there's a gun in the car, I'd be like, okay, pull over.
Now I
I'm
see your
there.
Point, Paige.
I'm not there.
And also, I see your point now, also anonymous. I'm glad Nine and Fatboy agreed with that.
Yeah.
He said, go out into my work truck and get this out of the console. Then, yes, you would be surprised to see a gun. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You have a hard time communicating, sir. I think that's the problem. I really do. I think you just sit down with your buddy and say, hey, look, scared the hell out of me. I went in there trying to get a ratchet gimmick and pulled out a gun. It scared the hell out of me, if I'm being honest with you. So let me know next time. Also, is the company cool with this? And then you're done with it. He owes you lunch for scaring the crap out of you.
Yeah. I mean, he isn't, like, you know, wearing, like, a bandolier around his neck, around his torso full of, like, shotgun shells while he's in customers' homes, right?
I mean, I'd be a little leery of that.
Yeah. All right. Now, it all makes sense. I understand. And, do all that, and good luck with it, okay?
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks so much for your help.
All right. Have a good morning.
Thanks, man. Hey, the best thing to do there is just maybe... If you're really curious, ask him personally. But otherwise, mind your business, I think.
Yeah.
I would imagine that...
Wouldn't you at least say, hey, dude, I found your gun, by the way. Maybe just mention it.
Like, maybe the I don't know if it's a majority, but I'd say it's about 50-50 on, you know, work trucks / vehicles like that. Because you don't know where you're going from day to day. You wind up in some bad neighborhoods. I bet a lot more of those than you think probably have something on them to protect themselves.
Especially if they're going to East Gaffney, I understand. You have to be. Let's go to Anonymous on line one. Anonymous, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Good morning. What's going on with you?
All right, so this is more of like a moral dilemma.
Okay.
All right, so for my entire life, the person that my mom is married to, I have believed to be my dad.
How old are you?
I just graduated high school, 18.
Okay.
And a few weeks ago after my graduation, I get a message from this random guy on Facebook claiming he's my real father.
Oh.
Did you know recognize the name or recognize him or anything? You didn't. Well, you said random. Okay, go ahead.
Does he look like you?
I'm trying to be a better listener.
I mean, in a way, he looks like me, facial structure, yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. But, you know, at first I blocked him after I asked my mom about it. Like, do you know, let's call him Joe Diddy Bob.
Okay. That's an awful name.
Of all names to choose.
There we go.
Joe Diddy Bob, all right.
Got it!
All right.
And she said no, but at the same time, it's like she tensed up a little bit and then completely dismissed the conversation.
Mm. Oh, okay. So she's definitely not telling you something.
Yeah, so more of a curiosity got the better of me, and I unblocked him a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And asked him if there was any way I could trust him, and he started to prove, and he started giving vivid memories that coincide with mine, which there's validity to both sides of the story, mm-hmm. from what my mom has said and what Joe Diddy Bob has said.
Okay.
He okay. has pictures of me from when I was little.
Oh, boy, there you go.
But, you know, at the same time, there's still that seed of doubt.
Because you want to trust your mom.
Well, you know what my thought is on mom doing behaving the way she did on that?
Being embarrassed you slept with a man named Joe Diddy Bob?
Partially that, but it makes me wonder if the man she's married to, that the anonymous thought was his dad the whole time, maybe he doesn't know this.
Yeah.
And that's why she's being evasive and not wanting to, because he might not have known this for the last 18 plus years.
Yeah. That's a solid point. Does the guy that you thought was your dad know that he might not be your dad?
Do you have any idea?
No.
Oh,
but
boy.
See, my dad, well, let's say dad number one.
Let's call him Bob Diddy Joe.
Yeah, let's give you a name.
Yeah, Bob Diddy Joe.
All right.
Instead of Joe Diddy Bob.
Yeah.
All right, Bob Diddy Joe, the way I see it is, he came into my life when I was around 5 years old and married my mom.
When you say that's the way you see it, are you basing that off photographs? Because that's how we base our memories of our childhood. They're all photographs.
Yes, off of pictures that he has sent to me.
Oh,
of, and if I just don't know how, what to do from here on out.
You're 18. Your mom owes you an explanation. An explanation of who is this guy and why does he have pictures with me at the age of 5 years old?
Yeah, it's not going to be necessarily an easy conversation, but you got to do that.
She owes you that explanation. I mean, she's got to tell you that. Look, good Lord.
If nothing else, like, you know, before you get to DNA tests and all that, have you seen like who's listed on your birth certificate as the father?
There is no person on the birth certificate listed on their father.
Oh,
that'd be such a good rib if somebody went back and wrote his name.
Oh, no.
Okay, then. Yeah, right. That makes it harder.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I mean, you got to...
But I mean...
You and mom on good terms? You got a good relationship?
Oh, yeah.
I've been
helping her pay bills.
Yeah.
Would you do a test if this guy asked?
Pardon?
Would you do a test if this guy asked you to?
I mean, out of morbid curiosity, I would, but if he wanted me to pay for it, I wouldn't.
No.
It would have to be on his term, then he would have to pay. Well, my terms, he paid.
Okay.
Pesky DNA.
Now, does he want you in his life permanently? Does he want to be there holidays and things like that? I mean, is there an investment of time that he wants to spend in your life?
Yes.
He really wants to get to know you?
Yes, he wants to develop a relationship with me.
Okay.
Now that you don't have to pay child support.
Well, look.
He's waiting for the clock to count
down. Well, maybe he was this whole time and nobody knew.
No, but there's that whole thing that once you turn 18, you know, floodgates are open. You can do all this and do that. You got to go to your mom. Print out those pictures. Don't rely on your phone because Wi-Fi and all that. Print out the pictures. Just go to her and say, look, mom, talk to you before. Ask you one more time. Who is this guy? And just be honest with me. I'm a grown ass man now. I'm 18, like society says. I'm an adult.
Yeah.
Just be honest with me, and then work forward from that point. God bless.
And she owes it to you because it is part of the truth of who you are.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you know you don't still have the same relationship with other dad. I mean, that's still the same. It's just
Joe Diddy Bob.
It is part of. Very literally who you are.
And that's where the moral dilemma comes in, because I want to ask my mom before
everything, but at the same time, I want to wait until after I get a DNA test. So
yeah, do that.
Okay, do me a favor. Hold on. Oh, is it cool if we get your contact info and stay in touch with you and see what happens? You cool with that?
Yeah, sure.
All right, hold on for us, please. Lord, man.
At
the end of this show, I'm going to sit back and have a moment of gratitude. I really am. Holy moly.
Call back.
Call back, yeah, by the way. Fat Boy's sausage fingers accidentally dropped you, so please call back.
Oh, man.
Diddy Bob Jr.
That guy's not your real dad anymore.
But for real, you listen back to this show, sure, a lot of it's entertaining, but a lot of it is like, thank God that... I think my life, you know, someone might say, oh, my life sucks, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Boy, listen to some of this stuff. And, holy moly.
And wouldn't you want to question the dad and say, where were you in all the milestones in my life, like birthdays and everything that happened? How come you weren't there?
Yeah.
You get to those questions.
All right. We're going to take a breath. We're going to get back more Rise Guys right after this.
93.3 The Planet.
Rise. And now, a Rise Guys re-premiere.
The person we're calling, sir, let's bring him back on. You there, sir?
Hey, hello.
There he is. All right. I did point out, like I said, they do not have kids, so that's a very important piece of the puzzle here. The other thing, though, and you kind of breezed past it, but I think you kind of owe it to us, is like what room of the house? Can we ask at least what room of the house?
Yeah.
It was like the dining room area.
Okay.
Where they eat.
Okay.
Yeah.
And one more thing before we go any further. You didn't finish the act, right? Because you said the phone rang and then you said she wanted to go home, like in that order?
Yes, that's
okay.
That's true. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right, that's a very, he's laughing, but that's a very important part of it, too.
It is.
When people say they join the Mile High Club, do they have to finish? Like, if someone's knocking and it's a stewardess or a flight attendant, does it count?
I mean, does it not count now that they even were together in that sense? It's like it never happened. It still happened.
Fat Boy, get us a pilot on the phone, please.
I'm going to have to get a lawyer.
Okay. All right. We're going to make the – let me ask you one more time. Legally, I have to. Are you sure that you want to do this? Intercom makes me ask everybody. We're not making you do this. You're doing this on your own, correct?
I want to do this,
and
yeah.
He gave us his phone number and all that. All right. Fat Boy's going to dial away. When your friend answers, sir, you just start talking to him. At that point, you can say names and all that. But once everything gets out in the open, we'll also come on and let him know he's on the radio too, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Here we go. It's truth and consequences, sir, calling friend.
Yeah.
About the, that's the other thing we got to find out. Did they record it?
Oh, yeah. Is it saved somewhere?
Oh, God.
Hello? Hey, what's up, man? It's Brandon.
Yeah, I know, man. I almost didn't answer, and I left you hanging, but this seems, honestly, a little bit too fun to pass up.
did you not block it, Fat Boy?
Oh, yeah.
Good morning, then.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I don't have to call you friend anymore. I can call you by your name. What's up, Michael?
How you doing, Michael?
Good morning, guys. My wife is a huge fan, and we know exactly what's going on. She's
all right.
Already this morning.
Okay, good.
So the lady who got mad at Brandon for having sex in the house is a big fan of us?
That's the one.
Okay, let's...
Wow.
Okay.
Usually our fans don't get mad about people having sex in the house.
Not usually. They're usually... okay.
Usually the ones doing it.
This is great.
Wait, what? So you've been listening?
Oh, come on, man. We've been listening.
We just explained all that, yeah.
Look, it's whatever, man. I'm nervous about this, but I'm sorry, and I'd like it if you could accept my apology.
Okay, now we're on the
subject. You had some stranger in my house. Butt-ass naked on my grandma's dining room table from, like, 1936. How do you want me to feel about
it? Okay, now hold on there.
Yeah, that's something to explore.
Now, we just found out that it was in the dining room because we were concerned about if it was actually in your bed. I mean, that's god-awful, first of all. But anywhere in your house, But on your grandma's dining room table.
Antique dining room table from
like the 30s.
From like 1936. Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah. And look, I'm sorry about that, and I didn't know it was the antique, and if I would have known that, I wouldn't have done it there. All right?
On the table.
Well, he wouldn't have done it there if he knew it was Grandma's table.
Did she have a lazy Susan you could spin her around on? Okay. Go ahead.
It's like if you didn't do it on my table, so you would have had some out of shape stripper giving crabs to my couch instead. Look, man.
I think I learned my lesson. All right, I haven't even talked to that chick since that happened. She freaked out when she found out you were Watson.
Yeah, and I freaked out when I saw a naked stranger in my house.
Let me ask you this: when you're watching this thing and you see dude walk across the room or whatever, and then you see some removal of pants, like how long did you watch it before you started calling? Did you sit there and say, let's see if they're really doing this?
It didn't take very long. And I didn't, you got to admit, Brandon, that phone was ringing for a minute. Like, I wasn't trying to watch the whole thing.
I know, man, but you know what else, though? It's messed up that you did watch. It's kind of, that's like an invasion of my privacy.
You were supposed to be checking on
my house. You're in his house.
Thank you. You know, you're supposed to be in and out for a few minutes. You're not supposed to be drinking a beer out of the fridge, getting late, calling people over.
You drank beer out of his refrigerator.
And had sex on his grandma's dining room table.
My Lord, you take a dump, too?
On the table?
Still, man, if I saw something like that, I wouldn't just sit there and watch. You knew. You had your evidence or whatever. You didn't have to sit there and you guys didn't have to keep watching or anything.
Man, come on. Listen, if you opened up, you know, your app on your phone, and you look at your security cameras, and you see your friend getting on with some big girl in your house.
You probably
start Snapchatting screenshots. You'd be tagging him in Facebook posts. I know you.
That's not true. That's not true. I thought you knew me better than that. I never realized that's how you thought of me.
Oh, what the hell, man? Well, come on. That's how you are.
Most
you
people
know
would screen shoot it.
Whatever.
Stuff.
So did you?
Whatever, man.
That's where you
whatever,
asked
man.
The question about the recording, Matt.
What I mean, did you just do screenshots or did you actually record it? Like, do you still have it on
I
your phone?
Did, no, I don't have it recorded. No, absolutely not. Come on. I didn't screenshot it either.
Okay.
But you can
whatever,
go back
whatever,
and,
man.
Okay, well, it's been several months ago. Okay, so well, let's I guess go back to the whole beginning of this. Michael, I sound like a parent talking to two kids right now, but do you forgive him? I mean, is there any way y'all can get past this? You've been friends for a long time. He admits he screwed up, you know.
I mean.
Or is it your wife that he needs to explain all this to? We can call her.
That's a huge part of it, you know. I mean, like, honestly, like, I'm mainly mad. Because, Brandon, you were showing some stranger my house and everything in it and telling her that no one was home for a week. You know, that's just stupid.
My grandma's
empty table. My grandma, kind of put it over the top. My wife was really mad about that part, you know. I mean, she serves Thanksgiving dinner to her parents on that table, but this girl's ass is all over it. How am I supposed to get that image out of my head?
Oh, man.
Come on. Come on, man. It's whatever. You obviously just don't want to be friends, and I don't think you ever really did. And you know what? You kissed my ass.
Now, that's not – you said you were going to end it that way, but that ain't the way to end it. That ain't the best way to – who hung up?
Brandon hung up.
He's, you know.
He did?
Yeah, he's gone. Yeah.
So the guy that started all off is hung up, and we're now left with friend that we can now call Michael.
Yep.
All right.
He's a good guy, but it's you don't think things through sometimes, you know? Like, yeah, of course I forgive him. I mean, but, you know, it's just like, how am I supposed to get this out of my head? You know, my wife's yakking at me about it. She can't look at him the same way, you know?
He said that girl was pretty hot, though.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's what he said.
That's
not for me to say. I never met her before. I only saw her through my, you know, through the app. So what am I supposed to say?
Did she just look like a stripper? You referenced once that she was some stripper lady. Did she look like a stripper?
He'll just say he's got a pass. All right. He's got a pass. For
oh, okay.
I feel as though we're owed this information now that he hung up on us. We can
yeah, you called me. Let's call him back.
She might have warped your table.
I was going to say, it's a wonder that thing's still standing up the way you're describing this person.
He did say it was a big girl on the old dining room table.
Yeah. Like Yokozuna.
Well, they don't make them like they used to.
No.
One from today from IKEA would just fall apart.
Yeah, it's true.
They sure don't. Yep.
All right. Well, do we call him back or do we?
I think you got to call the girl he was hooking up with and then the wife and get them going.
No. Maybe.
Yeah.
Fat boy's going to turn you into swingers.
Well, I got to tell you guys, I'm going to patch it up with him. We've been friends for a while, but this isn't going to end our relationship. He's mad because I'm telling the truth. But I forgive him. Of course I forgive him, you know?
Well, now he's saying. Okay, so you do forgive him. Okay.
Yes, I forgive him. He needed to hear that first.
Yeah, because it is. I mean, look, at first I'm like, big deal. But it is. I'd be pissed. Absolutely.
It doesn't matter if he forgives him. He's got to talk the wife into forgiving him, too.
Yeah, yeah. That's part of it.
That's the big one. Yeah.
That's the big one, friend. Yeah. All right. Well, look, first of all, sorry you lawn equipment, all that crap got stolen. I mean, I bet you.
That's life.
Yeah, look, God, tell me about it. And then sorry about the what will you do about the table, though? Like, that's always there. I mean, that image, not that the surface. But
you're right. I mean, you Clorox it and you try and move on. But, you can't. Yeah. You can't get that out.
Yeah.
I guess for a while there, you had a couple blowers in the garage.
Well, who knows? All right. Well, look, Michael, thanks for staying on the phone with us. And thank your lovely wife for being a fan of the show. You should also listen as well.
She's beyond excited.
All right, very good. Thank you, friend. Michael, thank you, sir.
Thank
Have
you.
A good morning. All right, he's excited.
Goodbye.
All right, goodbye.
Yeah,
that's cool.
That's odd.
He had a lot of fun doing that, didn't he?
God.
He just wanted to hold him to the fire, and then, but the guy's like, no, you can kiss my ass.
So obviously he didn't care that much, but he had to posture for his wife because she loves it.
Yeah.
Loves listening.
Yeah. Yo, you won't believe it. Tune into the planet right now.
God, they're going to be high-fiving each other later doing that, too.
Michael's on there. What's he on there for? Well, his friend had sex in her house.
Oh, my God.
But never mind that. That's Michael.
That's the girl we work with? It was her husband?
Michael, plug my Etsy while you're on there. She was texting him.
Her husband? Her house, too.
Oh, yeah.
The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
Thank you to everybody who Instagrammed, Snapchatted, tweeted. I went out of order. I'm confused. Text message, called in, emailed, everything. The All Advice Show. Fan-freaking-tastic.
Oh, yeah.
It was really, really good. I was also noticing on, people were talking about all the various gun issues over the course of the morning. Why is it on Bitmojis and any emojis? All the guns are water guns now. Like, is it because, I get it, but like, what if the water gun's full of urine? Or,
That'd be rough, right?
What if it's full of acid?
That'd be tough. That would be unfortunate.
Can I get a slingshot on Bitmoji? My Lord. Seriously, though, thank you. I thought a fantastic show today. Jimmy, agree?
Oh, yeah, man. We've had a good week.
Been a good week.
We're going to keep it up for two more days after today.
Shout out to Joe Diddy Bob and Bob Diddy Joe today as well.
Easy for you, say.
Tomorrow, a all-new Facebook fussing, because tomorrow is Thursday, but right now, some winning to be had.
And now, Nine's TSL question of the day.
Earlier this morning, a little after 7, we talked to an anonymous young lady who wanted to break up with her boyfriend. Why? Why did she want to break up with her boyfriend? Text that answer to the CarolinaVaporMill.com text line. It's always open, 72341. That's 72341 for the CarolinaVaporMill.com text line. Take the 93rd correct answer to be a winner.
I promise you, go get today's podcast if you didn't get to hear all 4 hours. It's really, really good. Text the word podcast to 72341. Go to theriseguys.com, iTunes, or Google Play. Paige?
Yeah.
So Paige, you're going to rock you at work next. Fat boy?
What?
5 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind. We'll go live at 6. Thank you so much for listening. Have you a blessed day. Tickle it, guys. It is good.
More rock and fewer commercials. A 93-minute rock block hits you between the ears. Next on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks. Bye, baby, bye. Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.